Stephen Chow is a film director, writer, and star who's known in much of the world as the King of Hong Kong Comedy. The first movie he saw was a Bruce Lee picture, and it made him wish he could be Bruce Lee. Bob Mondello says that childhood wish informs every frame of Chow's new comedy, Kung Fu Hustle.
The hatchet-wielding dandies, known as the Axe Gang, hang out on a street as neon-infused as Times Square in a 1950s movie musical. So when a bad guy gets chopped to ribbons by an even badder guy, well, what could be more natural than for the gang to leap into a splashy production number? The world of Kung Fu Hustle is always a movie set. Everything is jokily idealized and technicolorized. Even Pigsty Alley, the picturesque little tenement where our hapless hero Singh tries out his con artist tricks. He thinks he's a tough guy, but nearly everyone in Pigsty Alley is tougher. The bag boy is a kickboxer, the tailor works with rings, the baker is a sticks man, and the ancient landlady, who shuffles around in curlers and a bathrobe, can shatter swords and knock your ears back with a scream known as the lion's roar. Alas, poor Singh is trying to join the other side, the Axe Gang. Not a great career move, but enough to hang a very funny story on. A story that lets writer, director, and star, Stephen Chow, trot out gags that turn him into a pincushion, a punching bag, and a character in a Roadrunner cartoon, all while giving a showcase to some of the biggest Asian stars of the last three decades. The actress who plays the landlady, for instance, retired from film 28 years ago and is now a grandmother, but way back when, she was a Bond girl in The Man with the Golden Gun, and she can still kick, rather casually, above her head. If you're not already a fan of Hong Kong films, you can use Kung Fu Hustle as a primer, because Chow's not only made it hilarious, but squeezed a whole catalog of martial arts styles in between the jokes. The early scenes feature a Bruce Lee style of fighting, as elegant as it is ferocious and more or less authentic to the real world in terms of physics. Very 1970s. Then towards the middle of the film, the stunts turn more acrobatic and prop-oriented. Sort of Jackie Chan-ish, with feats that wouldn't be likely to occur in nature, but that still have some relation to the physical world. And then the tail end of the film graduates to wire work and special effects. The sort of suspended in midair as bullets pass in slow motion effect that American audiences associate with The Matrix. The guy who choreographed all this is Yuenwo Ping, who was, just for the record, Bruce Lee's stuntman, Jackie Chan's director, and the action choreographer for The Matrix. He is also, and this is just as impressive, the guy who these days helps Stephen Chow reduce audiences to helpless laughter. I'm Bob Mondello.